I'm listening. What do you require?
Hello, and welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. I am your host, Aprilian, of the Belgun server and the Earthen Ring server. It is Sunday, March 18th, 2007, and this is episode 16, Sweet 16, and I've got mail. So, what's been going on this week? I've been multitasking as usual, and I created a character on Earthen Ring. I named her Aprilian, and I also created a brother for her. She's a blood elf, and her brother's name is Control Alt WoW. And we managed to wrangle an invite into IAE, the guild for the instance. I mentioned that in my last podcast. And so I've actually kind of switched gears and ended up making them my main server. Well, mainly because they changed some of the requirements and they want more of the guild members to be upper 10 plus and alts 30 plus. So I didn't think it was fair for me to languish with my level 5s. And I found out that it's very interesting dealing with working with a guild with a lot of people. And that brings me to my first topic that I want to discuss, and how to play World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft, unlike any other game out there, is not linear, and there aren't even set paths. No matter how anyone tells you you can play, there's always different levels and different ways of playing that can be tailored to each individual. Blizzard has done a great job in creating this tool that we can use basically any way we want to use. And if you're a follower or a person who needs to have this, and this, and then I do this, you can play it that way. And there are a lot of people who play it that way, and there's nothing wrong with playing it that way. There are certain quests and certain levels that follow in line and certain things that go along with the game, and if you want to play it that way, you can play it. You can find people who will play it that way with you, and you can get your satisfaction out of it. The thing that I want to mention, and please forgive me if I digress or I overanalyze this, but what World of Warcraft is all about is releasing endorphins. For me, and I think most people. And the key here is finding out how to get your endorphins released and the best way to do it. For some people, it's get level 1, go all the way to 70, do this instant, do that instant, grind this, grind that, and that's fine. For people like me, it's find little things that keep you interested. If you have ADD, and I'm not trying to make fun of anyone who does, because I have it to a certain degree, and I think a lot of computer people or geeks have it. I mean, when I say ADD, I mean attention deficit disorder, to the point where you sometimes go, oh, look at this shiny thing, and okay, next thing you know, you're looking at another shiny thing or doing something completely different than what you originally intended to do, then World of Warcraft is perfect for you. I can find something, get excited about it, do it, and, you know, totally forget about the other things I was doing. And then somewhere down the line, I'll go back and I'll say, oh, this other thing over here was quite neat. And so anyways, my point being, as I have just demonstrate it, there are so many ways to play World of Warcraft and so many levels. It's just what you want, and I think this has been discussed in many different ways and many different venues, and I want to point it out again here, in that, you know, I've been playing solo, playing as my own guild, and I'm doing air quotes, which of course It's very silly because this is not a video podcast and you can't see my air quotes. And it was very satisfying playing solo and doing my own thing. And then I joined this guild on Earthen Ring, and it's been really neat to have a whole bunch of brethren and sisters to help you along and to talk with you and to hear their chatter. And it gives it a whole new phase. Now I'm actually kind of pumped to try PvP. I've actually gone into the battleground with a level 12, something I never would have done before. And on Earthen Ring, I have a warlock, and I'm really enjoying that. I had a problem with my quest, my Voidwalker quest, and it was nice to be able to talk to somebody and have someone, not just on the chat channel, because there's always somebody there on World of Warcraft for you to talk to, but of course, having a guild member help you is a whole different flavor.
I'll do this in alt roundup. I was going to mention some of the problems I had with my quest, but I'll do that in alt roundup.
Now, I figured instead of doing my email at the end as I normally do, that I would take the time to do my email in my intro. So, let's start with the first. My first email is from Abkani, that's A-B-K-A-N-I, Guildmaster of Eldritch Way on Azermist. There's a link to their website in my show notes. And I will read it through and then I'll focus on each point that he or she brought up. Hello. First, thanks so much for doing the show. I especially appreciate your taking the extra effort to put chapters, artwork, and notes in for iTunes. It's extra work, and I appreciate it lots. My first question is, how do you decide which alts to focus on at any one time? I only have 10 characters, all on the same server, but even that is enough to put me at 6s and 7s sometimes. When you sit down to play, how do you decide who to play? Second question, do you let people know who all your alts are? I do, in that I have a traditional naming scheme for all my characters, which is that they must all begin with A-B. The story behind that is a bit long, but anyway, it lets everyone know, especially in the guild, who's an alt of mine and who's not, and that helps with any guild-related business I may have to take care of. People always know it's me, so they'll always know how to get a hold of me. Thanks for your response. First, I must say, Abkani, that is an excellent idea. That way, as you said, people know who you are. But first, I'm going to respond to your first question. How do you decide who to play? That varies depending on my state of mind in the real world. Sometimes I want to just grind and fight something. What I need, sometimes someone needs something, there's an alt who needs iron, so I'll get out and farm iron, or there's a leather worker who just got a neat recipe, and I want to do some skinning with one of my characters, or if someone is near, like, level 40 and it's time to get them a mount, I might put that person out there a bit more, and then sometimes it depends on what I've read or what I've heard about. Like when I saw that those Ravagers were available for level 12, there were level 12 Ravagers that were tameable, I was anxious to get my level 16 Hunter out there and tame one. Sometimes I'll have I'll want gold, and I'll have an idea to make gold, and so I'll work on something that will particularly get the goal, like getting to that vendor in Eversong Woods to get the hatchlings, or I was trying there for a while to get that mask from the bandit on Azermist Isle. And sometimes I'm motivated by something like this guild on Earthen Ring, and as I've been doing this past week, and I want to get them up to a good level. It just depends. There's no set formula, which is really nice about World of Warcraft. I would like to hear what other people do, whether they have a schedule or whether they have a rotating thing. Some people might start with one alt and then go through them all. I do try to get on them all during the course of the week, because I find that if I don't, there's stuff in the mailbox I forgot about, and then it gets returned. Now, your second question, yes, I do let people know who my alts are. I think that's really important. I don't want to ever fool anybody. I think there's enough deception on the internet, and your way is a very cool way of letting people know. I also let people know when I'm dual boxing. A lot of times I'll be out there questing and somebody wants to join my group, and the first thing I say is, you're joining both of me, so that they'll know that, you know, that I'm dual boxing, that it's just, for two reasons. Some people might feel uncomfortable. If someone did feel uncomfortable, or if I join a group where there's a good supply of people, I will just log off of one alt and just be on one computer, or just single box. Or I'll let somebody know, and, you know, it's kind of neat, because some people will be impressed, and some people will ask, you know, how I do it. So yes, honesty is always the best policy. As corny as it sounds, it really is. And Abkhani, thank you so much for writing. And like I said, their website, Eldritch Way on Azurmist, is in the show notes. There's an interesting reference to H.P. Lovecraft on their show notes, which is kind of cool. I live in Providence, Rhode Island, and that's where H.P. Lovecraft was born and raised, so that was kind of neat. And now the next email. Okay, the second email comes from Munchausen, Munchausen, a level 37 troll mage on the Earthen Ring server. He's a fellow member of Elia Ayakta Est, the guild from the Instance Podcast. And he writes, Hi Aprilian, first off, love the podcast. This podcast hits close to home for me because I too have many alts, mostly Alliance tunes. I have a 63 human warlock, 61 human warrior, and my new main, a 37 troll mage on Earthen Ring. I have several questions to ask. First, you mentioned that you dual box and your current favorite combination are the Hunter and Rogue. What other combinations have you tried? I recently read an article where a guy multi-boxed five characters at the same time. Army of Zin, that's X-Z-I-N, if I remember correctly. Since you play many alts, do you have a favorite class overall? I've played most classes up to level 10, with the exception of a shaman, which I have not yet played at all. My favorite class was the warlock, level 63, but I got tired of him and now is retired. Currently, mages are my favorite class. Second, I'm a big fan of instances. Scarlet Monastery is my favorite pre-60 instance. Do you have a favorite instance? My highest level character is 63, so I haven't seen that many post-60 Burning Crusade instances. I'm really looking forward to the old Hillsbrand instance located in the Caverns of Time. Lastly, I'm a big fan of mods. Do you use any mods? I use the basic mods such as Titan Panel, CT Mod, and KTH Threat Meter. I used to use class-specific mods such as Necrosis for Warlocks. Thanks for taking the time to read my email. This was a very good email. I really thank you for sending it. And I'm going to go over it bit by bit. Combinations. My favorite combination that I find is very successful but limiting is two hunters. Two hunters fighting together is fierce, especially, you know, with two really good pets. But it's better to have a variation. And my current favorite combination right now is I have the warlock and the hunter. I didn't think they would work out well, but the thing that's really cool about the warlock and the hunter, and it took me a while to figure this out, is that the warlock does not need distance to do a ranged weapon or do a powerful hit. And it took me a while to stop backing my warlock up like I used to do my hunter so that she could fire. So, while the warlock is even close up and maybe taking some hits, the hunter can back up and shoot the ranged weapons, which I find to be very handy. Like I did mention before, it was hunter and rogue, which works out pretty well. Another combination I have tried is, rogue and warrior, which works out really well. I haven't done a lot with priest, because I think that you have to really concentrate with a priest for the healing, and I think the combination for the priest would be best if you were just doing a single box. I have heard of this guy, the Army of Zen, and I have to admit, that must be pretty awesome, and I hope he doesn't get carpal tunnel or anything, because sometimes when I'm in a really good battle, I can go at it pretty fast, and I know that you're doing amazing things with both hands. And as far as my favorite class overall, I used to think it was a hunter. I first started as a warlock, and I actually got her up to level 37 on the Lightning Hoof, which is a PvP realm, but I found that I was getting ganked a lot, and so I left it. Also, on that realm, and if anyone that helped me is listening, I'm not dissing you, I don't think it's really a bad thing, but when I first started, I found that I had a lot of friends who dragged me around. And I really wasn't understanding what I was doing with a lot of quests. And I want to take this moment to caution anyone who has a new person to really, I know it might seem boring, but don't just drag them around. Let them read the quest. Sometimes let them take the lead. Ask them where they think we should go or what the quest says, or do let them have some input so that it's clear that they're understanding why they're doing what they're doing. Because when I had a friend, and his name was Raypax, and he was a wonderful person, and just very sweet, but he took a lot out of what would have been an educational experience for me in the beginning of my WoW experience. And I've had to retrain myself to think differently and to really understand what was going on. And now I find, especially now that I'm doing the upper level quest of Ghostland for the Blood Elf, that I really enjoy the stories behind the quest and not just click here, gather this, click there, gather that, and it's really nice to understand the story. Anyways, I digress. Instances. I love instances. I love Razor Fin Down. I love Wailing Caverns. I loved Ragefire Chasms. I love, which other one have I done? The problem I had is that I hate to mention this because he's a wonderful guy, but I kind of have a deal. It's something I made with myself. But my husband lets me play a lot, and I play a lot, and I mean a lot. I play from the time I get up in the morning, before I have my coffee. I play when I come home. I play on the weekends. And one of the things that I think makes it bearable for both of us is that I will walk away in the middle of anything. Even if I'm gonna die, I will walk away. It's very hard to walk away from a group of people in an instant. And I'm gonna try to change that. I'm gonna try to set aside some time so that I can play in an instance and not have to worry about being interrupted. But if my husband wants me to look at something or wants to talk about anything or anything needs to be done around the house, I can just walk away. Sometimes I can push it a couple of minutes and say, let me just get to an inn, and he understands. And he understands a lot, and he's a wonderful guy. But, say that I haven't done many instances. Oh, Alderman. I really like Alderman. I did that
a couple of times. And so I look forward to trying to do some soon. And as far as mods, I use a very limited amount of mods because at one time I was trying everything and my screen was cluttered and my interface folder was cluttered. So I use Titan Panel and I use FastQuest and I use, I think, the Atlas mod. I use FastQuest and another Quest one that works with Titan Panel, which is nice. And I use the tooltip one that lets me know how things cost, I think cell value. And I'm trying to think from memory. I guess I should just go and check my my game and see which ones I use. Sometimes I have one on one computer that I don't have on the other. I also use Equip Compare, and I think that's about it. Any others I'll list in the show notes. And that brings me to the end of our emails. And thank you, both of you, for the emails. And I look forward to getting some more emails. And that brings us to Alt Roundup. Roundup. What have my alts been doing this week? Well, as I previously mentioned, and I haven't been going into a lot of it because what's going on Earthen Ring is really the instances thing, and I don't want to crowd into it. But that's become, for the moment, my main server. And my alts, Aprillian, who is a Blood Elf Warlock, and her brother, Control Alt WoW. I know that's not a good name for a role-playing server, but I couldn't resist. Is a hunter, and he had a little bit of difficulty. And the thing I like about World of Warcraft is you're constantly learning, and you're constantly exploring, and I think it helps you to really use your brain a lot. And I have hunters. I have lots and lots of hunters. And so training a new hunter shouldn't be a big problem. I even did the hunter quest in Eversong Woods before with a Blood Elf. So I shouldn't have had any difficulty. Well, here was my problem. I was in the middle of doing the Warlock quest with Aprillian and doing the hunter quest, because of course they both dinged 10 at the same time, and Aprillian had a little bit of a hard time reading the quest log for the Warlock, because she went to below the river that is still in Eversong Woods, when she should have gone to below the Elander River, which is in Ghostlands, and found one of the blue stones. But at the same time, Control Altwild was looking for a Mistbat. And what happened was, he would get the Mistbat, and then they'd go look for the stones, thinking they're in the same area at the same time, and then they would head back to Farstrider village or whatever, a Farstrider retreat, and then Aprillian would head back to, then they would go to Silvermoon City, where she could turn in her Void Walker quest. But by the time they got back to Farstrider retreat, the Mistbat wasn't with them. I guess all the fighting, we tried to run down by the Scar, and all that fighting ended up losing the bat, because of course these aren't any loyal bats. These are loyal pets, they're just temporary pets. So we went all the way back, got another bat, looked for some more, and for some more of the void stones. And then turned out that the stones were blue, which for some reason I read it as being red, and then I didn't read it all the way, which it's very important to read the quest log, because then I had to take the stone back to this other place. It's escaping my mind. And on the third floor of that building was the summoning rune,
Which, it's a lot easier in Undercity and a lot easier in Orgrimmar. But I think I tried to do the cross race training for a hunter, so, and it didn't work. So I'm pretty sure it's the same thing for the warlock. If I'm wrong, please somebody, you know, let me know. So, anyways, after the third try, the third try when we went back to get the Mistbat, my imp attacked the Mistbat and broke the taming. So Control-Alt-Wild wasn't able to hold on to get a Mistbat. So we go all the way back to Farstrider's retreat, and with the idea that he would then cancel or abandon the quest and try to get another taming rod. Well, guess what happened? Just because he tamed a Mistbat, he passed the quest. We never had to go back again for the second or the third one. It was just taming one, not taming one and bringing it back. So anyway, so he got the quest to go back to Silvermoon City and get the skill to be able to tame a pet, and he got a dragon hawk. I really liked those crazed dragon hawks because they can eat anything. They can eat raw meat, they can eat cooked meat, they can eat fruit. So basically, if you can find a vendor that has meat, fruit, or if you can fish or kill something and get meat, this little cute thing is just happy either way. So they make a really good pet. And then we ended up going back to try to do the summoning. Got killed a bunch of times. And had a guildmate offer help. And which, for some reason, gave me enough strength to try it again while we were waiting for him to join our party. And we were able to get up to the third floor and kill those ghosts. They're very strong, stubborn ghosts. They have some kind of thing that once they get half killed, it's harder to, they lose all their buffs. So it's harder for them to keep the focus on them or to keep, you know, the damage going. You know, you're doing your normal damage, then all of a sudden your buffs are gone, and, you know, sometimes you don't even look to check the buffs. You know, I mean, not the buffs, the your curses or whatever, the damage, the DOTs, that's what I mean. You don't even look to check your DOTs. You put them on there and they should stay there and they shouldn't fade just because of these weirdo ghosts. So anyways, that's on the Earthen Ring. Back on Balgun, I didn't abandon them completely, although I didn't really play my regular altar that much. Trishelle is in Crush Bridge Hole, and she's mining iron and mithril, and I've just been leaving her there, and then every so often I'll log on. She'll go through, clean out the place. She even picked up some ogre kickers off of a rare mob that spawns there, and she sent it to Ilya, who sold it on the auction house for 12 gold. Then, she got a lockbox, and I sent up Rilia, who is my rogue, level 36 rogue, and she managed to get up there, open the lockbox. It was shoulder pads, and then she just hearthed out. And Trishelle is still there getting lots of gold and mithril. She's taken up jewel crafting, so this will be great for her. And Aprilian and April and Creed did the whole Dragonhawk triangle, and T-Rex was able to sell a whole bunch, but it's slowing down, and he's had to lower the price because somebody else has obviously picked up on the fact that Dragonhawk hatchlings are a big thing for the Alliance. I wanted to also try the same thing on the Earthen Ring. And this is one of those things I was talking about that you can try. There's, you know, I'm being an industry. I've started my own industry and I'm making money off of this dragon hatchling connection. And, you know, you could find lots of things within World of Warcraft that you can do the same thing. And although somebody else is obviously doing it too, and on Balgun, I'm going to try to do it on Earthen Ring. I managed to get a level 5 Blood Elf over to Booty Bay. It wasn't easy. I ended up swimming her out of the marshland. What is that? Oh, where you can catch the boat from Menthol into right below the Barrens. And I swam her up the coast. She got killed a few times, but she managed to get up close enough to Ratchet die again. And then I resurrected her right in the graveyard in Ratchet, and she took the boat over. And now I have to get a Horde character over to Booty Bay as well, so that she'll be able to do the transfer off of the Horde Alliance thing. And then, of course, then I put a Alliance guy in Exodor, because that's really easy to get a Draenei into Exodor. And hopefully I'll get some cash together. Oh, you know, my alt that I got for the Horde is a Warlock, undead, and I never had an undead Warlock. And I have to say, I'm really liking this character. First of all, she can do that cannibalizing thing. I had seen the undeads do that, and I didn't know it was a Warlock, and I had asked somebody what was she doing, and I didn't understand that they can actually eat the dead and get health back, which is so cool, hey? And I got an imp at level 3, which, hey, a pet at level 3 is absolutely awesome. So, one thing, once I get some money together, I want to get some soul shard bags, because I think those are really cool, and it's nice to be able to have more soul shards. And let's see, I guess that's it, because Aprilian, I think I sent her out one time to get some of those water pouches out in Tanaris, but then I had to bring her back to Gadgetzan to do the whole thing with April and transferring those dragon hatchlings. And oh, I do have Real Fire in the Badlands. She's grinding scalding weplings, hopefully to get a pet wepling or to get maybe a and to get some leather and stuff, because she's going to be working on her leather making, and Pril is going to be working on hers. But of course, they've all been shoved to the back, which is okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with putting characters on hold. It just depends on what you want to do. I'm going to go back and discover them one day, and it'll be fun. I might even just find that Warlock is my niche, and then just focus on Earthen Ring, because it's really been a lot of fun. Or I might end up heading back over to Balgun and focusing on that some more. I'm even thinking maybe I might give Lightning Hoof another try, because I have that Warlock over there that's level 37, and maybe I'm ready for PvP. So I think that brings me to the end of alt roundups. I'm looking forward to what's going to go on this week. Having a lot of fun. And I'm really encouraged when I get emails from other people that have lots of alts. I know that I'm not alone, and I'd love to hear from you guys. Favorite places in WoW. Well, I have to tell you, I am loving, absolutely loving Eversong Woods and the Ghostland. I didn't really explore the Ghostland as much before, and I didn't complete all of the quests in Eversong Woods, but I can with my last Blood Elves. First of all, Blizzard did it right this time. They included so many quests that you can't run out of quest. There's never a time where you're just grinding. I'm also finding, and maybe it's just me, but I have been just mining my Aprilian on Earthen Ring is a miner and an enchanter, and she has just been finding all sorts of ore, copper ore, and it has been a lot of challenge, a lot of, you know, mobs to fight. There's just been, like, XP going left and right and lots of stuff to find. We've been putting the ore and the linen on auction, and we've managed to make enough without any help from our other alts or whatever to buy my tablet. And I just think that it's a great place to live. So, ever saw me to the coast. Response from last week, so I'm gonna just keep putting out new ones. Maybe I'll find one that will touch a nerve or spark an interest. This week I want to know how your jewel crafting supplies are going. I know in both Earthen Ring and Belgun, bronze bars were over 20 for over gold, and I know that has to be because of jewel crafting, and tin ore is almost impossible to get. I can't find any to mine, and I can't find any on AH. So let me know about copper bars and tin ore. Thoughts. This has been a good week. I can't tell you how enthused I am about World of Warcraft. Part of it has to do with just going to a new realm and joining this guild. A part of it has to do with getting emails and just exploring a new race and really enjoying the Warlock. And that's an amazing feat for a game I've been playing for over a year and a half. Of course, Burning Crusade did bring new content, so that's part of it too. But the biggest thing is that the World of Warcraft is such an open-ended game. And I thought Second Life was an open-ended game, and it was, but it was almost too open-ended. And if you weren't able to bring or create or whatever, you can get lost or bored or spend way too much money on land. But the environment that is provided by Blizzard in World of Warcraft is really very flexible, and all you have to do is look and search, and you can be the most creative, gung-ho, financially, power mogul. You can be the worst griefer. You can be the best role player, or you can organize or participate in so many ways. Even I'm learning Battleground, PvP. There's a spot in World of Warcraft that will suit you. And again, I'll look for your emails. I'd love to hear from you. And also, if anybody can go to dig.com and dig me, I would really love it. I'd love to see some digs. So this is Aprillion. Of the Balgun server and Earthen Ring and the world, signing off for now. Have fun. Do what you want to do.
I'm listening. What do you require?